This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with the early morning empowerment community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment prophetic gathering. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today I want you to affirm that I prosper even as my soul prosper. I want you to know that this is your day, this is your time, this is your hour, this is your season to manifest miracles. With that being said, let's bring our heart and our mind together today, and let's take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, we bring our mind present right here, right now, to this moment. We're thankful and we're grateful for another day, for another opportunity. We're so thankful for all that has been granted to us. Take another good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we turn our attention and our focus inward to our rich inner life of the kingdom of God. And we tap into our rich resource of power and strength and might. And we thank you that we have this ability today. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we connect in together all over this empowerment community, we are of one heart and one mind and one spirit today. And we know that all things work together and fit into a plan for good because we love God and we are called according to purpose. Go ahead and take one more good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, again, if you're just joining in, this is Elona Sanders, and I want to thank you for connecting in with us on this week. And we are here today for a specific purpose, and that is to understand prayer and to pray so that our effectual prayer will yield a fruitful harvest in this season. We're using these days. We recently came out of our 40-day prophetic gathering that concluded on February 9th. And then we wanted to continue on to just build ourselves up and use the 40-day period that started with the Lenten season. And what better way to kick it off than to be gathered together in agreement, hearing the heart of God, praying the heart of God, and moving with that power. We used yesterday as a foundational day to lay a good foundation to understand more about prayer. So I want to do that in the first few minutes, and then we'll go ahead and pray and intercede. And this week is about intercession. It's about standing in the gap. It's about us using our supernatural power and our supernatural ability to affect change in this earth realm. And we do it by love and we do it by faith. So when we look at the scripture, the writer of James in 5:16 said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And yesterday we took that to understand that if we labored enough and if we prayed hard enough and long enough that God will hear us. One of the things that's very, very, very important as we move forward was effectual prayer power. I'm reminded of the writer that talked about Elijah, that he was a man of like passion as we were, but Elijah prayed with power, so much so that, you know, the rain came and supplied the earth. Joshua, when he had the faith to say that the sun will not move until we are done with this battle, to know that you have faith like that, and it was not just the sun that stood still and didn't move, but everything in the planetary system had to line up and obey that word. That is the confidence that we want to have when we pray. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, that He hear us. And we know that if He hear us, then we have the petitions that we desire of Him. That's a fact. We know that, and we stand on that. And how do we know that we're asking according to His will? Because we're in alignment. We're in agreement. We have intimacy with God. And this is the reason why we know that anything that we ask in His name, that it will be granted us. It is given to us. It is moving, it's forming, it's shaping. So many times when we're reading scripture and we see the accounts of people moving in power, moving in prayer and getting tremendous results, so much so that elements change, that the nature change, that things in heaven change, things in earth change. We have that same authority in prayer. And we got caught up thinking that fervent and effectual prayer meant that we had to holler and yell and scream and wail all night long for God to hear. There is nothing wrong with spending quality time or extensive time with prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all about our mindset, and it's about the posture that you have. So yesterday we talked about the posture of prayer, the place of prayer, the position of prayer, and the space of prayer. And understanding this, when I teach the School of Prayer Technology, we understand that your posture in prayer is what's going to really get the results. That is your whole mindset. It's your belief system. That is what's going to get results. Now, when we look at the word effectual, it means producing or capable of producing an intended effect. It means that you're adequate. So we have to have that right posture and that right mindset to know that you are capable and that you are capable of producing whatever the intention is. So whatever the reason is that we come together and we pray, the reason that we come together and we intercede, you have to come into this knowing that you are capable, meaning that you already know that out of your rich inner life of the kingdom of God, out of all that essence of God, the substance of God, the source of God that's flowing through you is already all powerful. So now, beloved, you can stand flat-footed. You could sit in a chair. You could lay on the floor. You could take a walk. It doesn't matter what you are doing as long as you know that you're in the right posture. And that humbling yourself in prayer has to do with this posture, has to do with coming into alignment and agreement with God. So when we see the writer of Matthew saying, I've given you keys of the kingdom, then we understand now what these keys are about. So when we talk about now this effectual prayer power, we're talking about knowing from the jump that you are capable of producing the intended result. Knowing that you are already in agreement because you're flowing out of your spirit. The number two meaning of effectual says that what you are intending and what your intention is, you have to go in this knowing that it's valid, it's binding. Just like agreement, a document can be binding or valid, so are your intentions in prayer. So when the writer of Matthew says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven, when you come to this place of power and strength, and knowing that you're flowing out of your rich inner life, we can afford to stand flat-footed. And we know that as we connect together in this community, there is great power in numbers. And as we all tap into our rich inner life, and we tap into this flow, and we flow with prayer out of that, all you have to do now is speak the word. Come into alignment and agreement with God. We don't have to beg or plead to God to bring correction to our nation. It's already His desire to bring correction to the nation, to the world, to systems, to government. What we're doing now in prayer is coming into alignment and agreement, and we're using the light that is within us to dispel darkness. So now we can pray that where it seems difficult for things to shift, to change, and to move, we will stand flat-footed knowing that we are doing just as our Father did in the beginning, and we're first calling for light. So with that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind together all over this community. And as we have already activated the success mind, we've already tapped into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God. I want you to feel the Holy Spirit's presence all around you. I want you to feel it within you. And I want you to feel the Holy Spirit's presence moving and using you as a vehicle, as an intercessor, to intercede, to step in, to come in between. And the first thing we want to do is we want to call for light, and we want to say, let there be light. If you believe that light will dispel darkness, as we are here right now together, I want you to begin to see this out of the spirit of your mind, to see the power from each and every one of us going forth in this earth realm. As we begin to stand in the gap and intercede for these United States of America, the nations, the countries around the world, we stand in power, we stand in strength, we stand in unity today, and we say, let there be light. Let there be light over these United States of America. We come to decree and declare that there is light in our current administration. We command the light to shine in darkness now, and darkness will not be able to overpower the light that we are releasing and calling forth over our nation, over our nation's administration. Right now, we say, let there be light, that all those that are in this administration, that's naming the name of Christ, that they will allow the glorious light of God to dispel the darkness. Father, we decree and declare now, as we stand in the gap and we intercede, that evil and treacherous men and women that are in positions and seats of power, that they would be rooted out. We will not be fooled, but we call on the spirit of discernment today, that we have discerning of spirits and we discern between good and evil. And we will not be fooled because someone says that they don't believe in abortion or they don't believe in gay rights, that they are holy and righteous. But we pierce the veil and we understand that we see things clearly, and we call the wicked out of positions of authority. And we're calling for men and women all over this nation to rise up and begin to take those positions of authority, because they have a true heart and a true ear for godly wisdom, for godly counsel, for godly knowledge, for godly might and discernment and wisdom to come into play and begin to heal this great nation. We say, let there be light. And we speak healing over this land, healing into the lives of men and women everywhere. We are so thankful and we are so grateful that we know that we are capable, and the power is flowing through us now, and we bring healing all over this land. And we start with our nation. We start with our home. Father, we thank you right now that you always hear us. You always hear us. And we say, let there be light, that there would be none afflicted, that there would be none oppressed in our land. We say, let there be light, that righteousness will roll down like a mighty stream in this nation. We say, let there be light, that there would be no partiality, that there would be no hypocrisy, that there would be no vengeance, that there would be no inadequacies in this nation and in this land. We thank you that righteousness exalts the nation, and we call forth the righteousness of men and women in this nation, that we are in right standing with God. We are in right standing with man, and our position and our power begins to heal this land. We pray now for all of those in the legislative branches. We pray for the Congress today, that we command the light of God to shine in darkness, and we decree and declare that the hearts of men and women will be convicted with the light of God as this light shines all over the administration. We thank you that it brings conviction, that wickedness will dissipate, that hearts are changing and minds are changing, and they will establish righteousness from our seat of governmental power and governmental authority in this nation. We're praying that laws will be changed for the betterment of our land and the betterment of our people. We are thankful and we're grateful now that there is light, that those that want to keep laws that will continue to harm our nation and harm our children, that those laws are overturned now, that the gun laws will be put in place in proper fashion, so that those, Father, that should not have their hands on them cannot reach them. We thank you, Father, that light is shining all in the darkness, wherever the error is, wherever the misrepresentation is. We send light there now that there will be a great healing. We pray for the families, Father, every family that have been affected by the violence, by murder, by injustice. We pray for their healing now. We pray for Florida. We send light. We send light. We send the light of healing power. We send the light of healing grace all over this land, particularly down in Florida. Those that are reeling over the tragedy, Father. Those in Las Vegas, they're still not over the tragedy, Father. We send light today. We send the light of God to dispel the darkness. And we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. We see it now. Healers are springing up all over this nation and all over the world. Healers that are sensitive to the move of God, the plan of God, the thoughts of God, the heartbeat of God. We see the light workers, Father, all over this land. We call forth the light workers that they will come up in faith, in power, in strength, in singleness of purpose, that all the light workers will come and let your light, let the light of God, the light of Christ consciousness be made manifest in this earth realm. Use us to intercede, to stand in the gap. And we thank you that we stand from our position of authority in heavenly places right now, knowing that we are far above everything that is named in this earth realm. And we stand in agreement today. We stand in intercession today, knowing that we are capable of producing the intended result. So in our conclusion today, we say it is done, that gun laws are changed in this nation, that there is no partiality coming from our administration. There is no hypocrisy coming from our administration. Everything that is hidden, that is wicked and crooked, we call light to it. It shall be uncovered. It shall be revealed. Nothing will be hidden, Father. Nothing. And we thank you because we are in agreement with you. We know that it is done. Those gun laws are changing. The laws of oppression to the sick, to the disabled, to the disenfranchised, those laws are changing. And we thank you for the light. We thank you for this glorious opportunity, for the right, for the privilege and the honor to be your light workers in this earth realm. And it is so. And we know that it is done because we have effectual prayer power. All right, beloved, go with God, go in peace, go in grace, and continue to be a light worker of effectual power all throughout the day. Have a blessed, amazing, and a wonderful rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.